Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Golder and Anthony Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Beis. The end of the first parak, Lifnei Eden, and the beginning of the second parak, Ein Ma'amidin. The Zichu Masechet Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom, and Zichu Nishmas his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Alav Hashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a Jew and an Akum once sharecropped a field of saffron together. The Akum worked on Shabbos and the Jew worked on Sunday. And when Rava was asked, he permitted the arrangement. Ravina challenged Rava from a brisa stating that if a Jew and Akum accepted a field for sharecropping, the Jew cannot tell the idolater, Tol chelko chabashabbos v'ani b'chol, take your portion of the work and do it on Shabbos, and I'll do my work on Sunday. Since half of each day's work is incumbent upon each partner, the Akum is performing the Jew's work for him on Shabbos. If they stipulated from the beginning that the Akum would work on Shabbos and the Jew on Sunday, it is permitted because the Jew was never responsible for work on Shabbos. And if instead they came to a calculation at the end when dividing profits and calculated the days of Shabbos worked by the Akum against the weekdays worked by the Jew, it's forbidden because the Jew is thereby profiting from Shabbos work. How did Rava allow the saffron workers' arrangement, which the first case of the Brisa forbids? Rava was embarrassed, but it later emerged that they had stipulated this arrangement from the beginning. Point number two, the second parak begins, we may not leave an animal in the stable of idolaters' inns, because they're suspected of having relations with animals, and the owner would violate for facilitating the idolater's transgression. The Gemara objects that a brisa permits buying an Akum's animal for a carbon, and there's no concern that it was disqualified through relations with a person, nor used for avodah zarah. We assume it was not used for idolatry because otherwise he wouldn't sell it. But why are we not concerned that he had relations with it? Rav answers, over kochavim chasal behemto shlo ta'akir. An idolater is concerned about his own animal, that it should not become sterile and does not have relations with it, but is unconcerned about harming the Jew's animal. They also do not have relations with their own male animals, whose flesh becomes weakened. Their shepherds, too, avoid relations with the animals because they're afraid of getting caught and losing their pay, since they know of each other's activities, in contrast to a Jewish owner, of whom the shepherd is not afraid. And point number three, the Gemara asks that it should be permitted to leave one's female animal with a female idolater since there's no concern of relations. Mar Ukva Bar Chama answers that male idolaters commonly have relations with their friends' wives and at times may not find her home and instead have relations with the animal left with her. Alternatively, even if he does find her at home, he may have relations with the Jew's animal because Chaviv Olam Behemten Shel Yisrael Yosim Min Neshoseihen. Animals of Yisrael are preferable to them over their wives. Rav Yochanan explained the reason because when the Nachash had relations with Chava, Hitoba Zuhuma, he cast impurity into her. The Gemara asks why this Zuhuma did not impact Jews and answers, Yisrael Sha'amdu al Har Sinai, Pascha Zuhuma San. Yisrael, who stood at Har Sinai and accepted the Torah, their impurity ended just like all other defects were. Idolaters who did not stand at Har Sinai retained their Zuhuma. So once again, the three points are, number one, a Jew and an Akum once sharecropped a field of saffron together. The Akum worked on Shabbos and the Jew worked on Sunday. And when Rava was asked, he permitted the arrangement. Ravina challenged Rava from a brisa stating that if a Jew and Akum accepted a field for sharecropping, the Jew cannot tell the idolater, Tol chelko chabashabbos v'ani b'chol, take your portion of the work and do it on Shabbos, and I'll do my work on Sunday. Since half of each day's work is incumbent upon each partner, the Akum is performing the Jew's work for him on Shabbos. If they stipulated from the beginning that the Akum would work on Shabbos and the Jew on Sunday, it is permitted because the Jew was never responsible for work on Shabbos. And if instead they came to a calculation at the end when dividing profits and calculated the days of Shabbos worked by the Akum against the weekdays worked by the Jew, it's forbidden because the Jew is thereby profiting from Shabbos work. How did Rava allow the saffron workers' arrangement, which the first case of the Brisa forbids? Rava was embarrassed, but it later emerged that they had stipulated this arrangement from the beginning. Point number two, the second parak begins, we may not leave an animal in the stable of idolaters' inns, because they're suspected of having relations with animals, and the owner would violate for facilitating the idolater's transgression. The Gemara objects that a brisa permits buying an Akum's animal for a carbon, and there's no concern that it was disqualified through relations with a person, nor used for avodah zarah. We assume it was not used for idolatry because otherwise he wouldn't sell it. But why are we not concerned that he had relations with it? Rav answers, an idolater is concerned about his own animal, that it should not become sterile and does not have relations with it, but is unconcerned about harming the Jew's animal. They also do not have relations with their own male animals, whose flesh becomes weakened. Their shepherds, too, avoid relations with the animals because they're afraid of getting caught and losing their pay, since they know of each other's activities, in contrast to a Jewish owner, of whom the shepherd is not afraid. And point number three, the Gemara asks that it should be permitted to leave one's female animal with a female idolater since there's no concern of relations. Mar Ukva Bar Chama answers that male idolaters commonly have relations with their friend's wives and at times may not find her home and instead have relations with the animal left with her. Alternatively, even if he does find her at home, he may have relations with the Jew's animal because Chaviv Olam Behemten Shel Yisrael Yosim Min Neshoseihen. Animals of Yisrael are preferable to them over their wives. Rav Yochanan explained the reason because when the Nachash had relations with Chava, Hitoba Zuhuma, he cast impurity into her. The Gemara asks why this Zuhuma did not impact Jews and answers, Yisrael Sha'amdu al Har Sinai Paska Zuhuma San. Yisrael, who stood at Har Sinai and accepted the Torah, their impurity ended just like all other defects were. Idolaters who did not stand at Har Sinai retained their Zuhuma. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chabeis, and our standard Siman is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. The taxi cab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, and the Yid didn't allow his sheep to ride alone with the Goy because the Goy's ancestors did not stand at Har Sinai and Lopaska Zuhuma San. Once again, slow motion. The taxi cab partnership, that must run Daf Chabeis, cab. The taxicab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, which reminds us, a brisa states that if a Jew and an Akum accepted a field for sharecropping, the Jew cannot tell the idolater, take your portion of the work and do it on Shabbos, and I'll do my work on Sunday. Since half of each day's work is incumbent upon each partner, the Akum is performing the Jew's work for him on Shabbos. But if they stipulated from the beginning that the Akum would work on Shabbos and the Jew on Sunday, it is permitted because the Jew is never responsible for work on Shabbos. So the taxicab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, and the Yid didn't allow his sheep to ride alone with the Goy. Which reminds us, the second parak begins, Ein ma'amin behema bepundako shel ovdei chochavim. We may not leave an animal in the stable of idolaters' inns, mifnei shechashudin ahoraviyah, because they're suspected of having relations with animals, and the owner would violate lifnei iver for facilitating the idolater's transgression. So the taxicab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, and the Yid did not allow his sheep to ride alone with the Goy, because the Goy's ancestors did not stand at Har Sinai and Lopaska Zuhuma San. Which reminds us, the Gemara teaches, Chavivin Olehen Behemten Shel Yisrael Yosim Min Neshoseihen. Animals of Yisrael are preferable to Ovdei Avodah Zorah over their wives. Rav Yochanan explained the reason because when the Nachash had relations with Chava, Hitoba Zuhuma, he cast impurity into her. The Gemara asks why this Zuhuma did not impact Jews and answers, Yisrael Sha'amdu Har Sinai Paska Zuhuma San. Yisrael, who stood at Har Sinai and accepted the Torah, their impurity ended, just like all their defects were. Idolaters who did not stand at Har Sinai retained their Zuhuma. So once again, the taxicab partnership between the Yid and the Goy broke up because they weren't allowed to divide the Shabbos profits, and the Yid didn't allow his sheep to ride alone with the Goy, because the Goy's ancestors did not stand at Har Sinai and Lopaska Zuhuma's son. All right, so now it's time for Four Blabach Hazara. Daf Yud Ches. So the Simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The chuppah, that must be on Daf Yud Ches. The chuppah held for the chassan surrounded by fire and wrapped in a sefer Torah, which reminds the Gemara tells about the execution of Rabbi Chini ben Trajon for teaching Torah publicly. He told his Talmidim what he saw. Gilyan Nisrafim ve'osios porchos. The parchment is being burned, but the letters are flying off. He refused to end his life by opening his mouth, but accepted the executioner's offer to remove the wool and quickly end his life. The executioner jumped into the fire after him, and a baskol proclaimed him ready for Olam Haba. So the chuppah held for the chassan surrounded by fire and wrapped in a sefer Torah, and a kala who was saved from the Romans holding a Rav Meir Bal Hanes Pushka, which reminds us, the Gemara explains how Reb Meir saved his sister-in-law, the daughter of Chinin ben Trajon, from a house of Zonos, where she had been put by the Romans, by bribing the guard and teaching him to say El Kad Demer Aneni. So the chuppah held for the chassan surrounded by fire and wrapped in a sefer Torah, and a kal who was saved from the Romans holding a Rav Meir Bal Hanes Pushka was disturbed by the rowdy laughter of the Moshav Leitzim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether it's permitted to attend various events, such as stadiums, and if they are forbidden as Moshav Leitzim, a session of scoffers. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi darshan the pasuk, Ashrei Isha Shel Horach Ba'atzos Rishayim, praiseworthy is the man who did not walk in the counsel of the wicked, Uberderech Hatayim Lo'amad, and did not stand in the path of the sinful, Uber Moshav Leitzim Lo'yashav, and did not sit at a session of scoffers. This progression teaches that if he merely walks on a sinful path, he'll come to stand there, and if he stands there, he'll come to sit among scoffers. If he does, he himself will come to scoff. Daf Yud Tes, so the Simmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The captain of the yacht, that must be wrong, Daf Yud Tes. The captain of the yacht, who always learned Mishle, since that is Mashalibo Chafetz, which reminds us, Rav said, Ein Adam Loma Torah al Mamakam Shalibo Chafetz. A person can only learn Torah successfully from the area his heart desires to learn. As the Pasuk says, Ki b'Torah Hashem Chefzo, but his desire is in Hashem's Torah. The Gemara explains what happened when Levi wanted to learn Mishle and Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe wanted to learn Tehillim. So the captain of the yacht, who always learned Mishle, since that is Mashalibu Chafetz, guided the passengers to take a small page from Gemara in their hand to learn and constantly review. Which reminds us, Rav Huna darshan the pasuk, Hon mehevel yimat v'kovetz al yad yarbe. Wealth gained by vanity will diminish, but that gathered by hand will increase. This teaches imosa adam toraso chavilos chavilos. If a person makes many large bundles of his Torah, quickly amassing material without sufficient time for review, mismayet, his learning diminishes, and he'll not remember it. Vimkovitz al yad yarbe, but if he gathers by hand, learning small amounts at a time, and reviewing constantly, he'll increase his learning. So the captain of the yacht, who always learned Mishnah, since that is Mashalibu Chafetz, guided the passengers to take a small page from Gemara in their hand to learn and constantly review. As they traveled towards Chavetz Chaim Island, where a merchant could be heard calling out, who wants life? Who wants life? Which reminds us, Rabbi Alexandria once announced, man boy chai, who wants life? Who wants life? Everyone gathered to him and said, give us life. He recited to them the psukim, mi yish al Chavetz Chaim, who is the man who desires life? Netzoa shonch meira, guard your tongue from speaking evil. Dav Chaf. So the Simon Dav Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. At the Los Hachanim Cafe, that must be more Dav Chaf. At the Los Hachanim Cafe, where only Jewish customers were praised and given free cups of coffee, not Nachri ones, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three different interpretations for the Isra of Los Hachanim. Number one, Ositen Lehem Chanaya Bakarka, do not give them a holding in the land. Number two, Ositen Lehem Chain, you shall not grant them favor, meaning praise them. And number three, Ositen Lehem Matnas Shalchina, you shall not give them a free gift. So at the Los Hachanim Cafe, where only Jewish customers were praised and given free cups of coffee, not Nachri ones, the owner covered his eyes so he wouldn't come to gaze at female customers, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders how Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saw an idolatrous beauty and made a bracha. Is it permitted to gaze at her? But a brisa states, V'nishmart b'kol davara, and you shall beware of any evil thing, teaching that a man may not gaze at a beautiful woman, even an unmarried one, nor at a married woman, even an ugly one, and not at a woman's colorful clothing, nor at animals while they're mating. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Shimon saw her b'keren zavis, at a corner, and saw her inadvertently. So at the Los Hachanim Cafe, where only Jewish customers were praised and given free cups of coffee, not Nachri ones, the owner covered his eyes so he wouldn't come to gaze at female customers and brewed his specialty Zahiros and Zrizos brands of coffee. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Brisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair's progression for spiritual growth, beginning with Tor brings to Zahiros and Zahiros brings to Zrizos. Daf Chafav, so the similar Daf Chafav is a car, because Bostonians pronounce car, ka. So here goes. The idolater who drove his ka, that must be one Daf Chav Aleph. The idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, which reminds us. In the next Mishnah, Rimer says, Ein maskim lehem batim Eretz Yisrael, we may not rent houses to Ovdei Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, vein sarach lomar sados, and it goes without saying that fields may not be rented to them there. Rabbi Yossi says we may rent houses to them in Eretz Yisrael, but not fields. Rimer's language indicates that the prohibition against renting fields is more severe than that of renting houses. This is because renting fields may lead to selling them, which would involve two transgressions. Chada chanias karka, one, giving the akum a holding in the land, the chada de kamafka will have a meiser, and another that removes the field from meiser obligations. So the idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, decided to take the road to Syria to where at least he could rent a house, which reminds us the Gemara discusses selling and renting properties in Syria. So the idolater who drove his ka all over Eretz Yisrael to discover he couldn't rent a house, and certainly not fields, decided to take the road to Syria to where at least he could rent a house after being told that renting Beryl's bathhouse was also out of the question, which reminds us, in a brisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Lo yiskor adam merchatzu over kochavim. A person may not rent his bathhouse to an idolater, mifnei shenikra al shmo, because it's known by his name, meaning people know it belongs to the Jew. And the akamo dumolache ina on Shabbos and Yantov, which people assume the Jewish owner instructed him to do for him. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do you discuss renting houses or fields to idolaters in Eretz Yisrael? That's on daf Chafal. Good.
Number 2,
which daf do you discuss a Jew and a Gentile who jointly work for a field regarding the Shabbos work? That's on daf Chabez. Good.
Number 3,
which daf do you discuss a prohibition to rent a merchatz to an akum because of malacha on Shabbos? That's on daf Chafalav. Good.
Number 4.
Which daf do you discuss the problem of leaving one's animal with an idolater because of the concern of Revia? That's on daf Chabez. Good.
Number 5.
Which daf do we learn about the importance of distancing oneself from minus, from heresy? That's on daf
Yud Zayin.
Good.
Number 6.
Which daf do we learn about the execution of Rav China ben Trajon and how he was burned wrapped in a Sefer Torah? That's on daf
Yud Ches.
Good.
Number 7.
Which daf did we learn that Rabbi Elazar ben Parta was safe from the Romans because he was Osek in Torah and Gemilas Hasanim, whereas Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan was not because he was only Osek in Torah? That's on daf
Yud Zayin.
Good.
Number 8.
Which daf did we learn that Yisrael Sha'amdu Har Sinai, the yidn that stood by Har Sinai, Paskazum Hasan, their impurity ended? That's on daf
Chabez.
Good.
Number 9.
Which stuff do you learn? Ein adam lo matora el mamakum shulibo chafetz. A person only learns Torah successfully from the area his heart desires to learn. That's on daf
Yotes.
Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you discuss selling and renting properties to Ovdei Avodah Zorah in Syria? That's on daf
Chafal.
Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.